This is Demon. This is Demon FM.
So, Olivia has just got in contact on Twitter and has let us know that she thinks that this bacon vending machine would be a great breakfast after a late night out.
She has a point. She has a point.
See, that's what I was thinking when I designed it. But now we are joined in the studio by the Outer Mission team. Hello.
Hello. I am Mike of Outer Mission, and today, for a special treat, we've been joined by James Meehan in the studio. Hi, James.
Hello.
And James is, of course, one of the many comedians performing at Dave's Leicester Comedy Festival. We've also got a number of other interviews to play out for you, as well as some cracking tunes. And just while we're on the subject, before we move completely away from it, bacon vending machine.
Yes, okay.
I'm all behind that.
Today,
how do you feel about that?
I'm massively... Who wants bacon that's been in a vending machine? I mean, if you like bacon, that's great, but get it fresh. You don't want it after
a vending machine. What if it's a fresh bacon vending machine?
He has a point. But today is National Inventors Day, so we have been thinking about what would we invent for ourselves. And my idea was a portable device that goes in your ear that lets you read the minds of others, which I thought was quite...
It's not realistic, is it?
That's a little unrealistic.
It's intrusive. Does that mean people are allowed to read your thoughts as well?
If they have one of the devices, sure.
You don't want anyone hearing.
Then someone's just going to create something to put in your other ear that blocks the signal so you can't...
That is possible.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
So, final votes. Where are you voting? For a bacon vending machine or some silly thing that you can hear people's thoughts or something?
It's a great invention.
Of those two, I'm sticking with the bacon vending machine.
Okay.
Especially if it's crispy.
Yes, crispy.
Then
bacon.
It's still nice cold, right?
I think both of those are evil.
Evil.
Yeah, okay. Evil ideas.
Evil ideas, though.
Can I pitch a third idea?
Okay.
Of course.
A pair of trousers that you can wear, and every time you reach into the pocket, you pull out £10.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I like those trousers.
That takes the lead, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. You beat us.
Yeah.
Done and dusted.
Okay. Well, that's all from us with intermission.
Yeah, thanks very much for listening.
And next up, we're going to be playing When the Bassline Drops. And then we'll be handing you over to Outer Mission.
Keep up with Dave's Leicester Comedy Festival by tuning in to Outer Mission 1 till 2 p.m. every Thursday on 107.5 Demon FM. We'll be joined by live comedians, have exclusive content for the entire festival, and we'll be playing some great music to tickle your ear holes. Outer Mission, the home of fabulous, frolicking festival fun times.
Fabulous, frolicking festival fun times indeed. You are listening to Outer Mission on 107.5 Demon FM. My name is Mike, and I've been joined in the studio right now by James Meehan. Hi, James.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm very good. And today is our Dave's Leicester Comedy special here on Outer Mission. We're going to have tons and tons of comedic goodness from Tom Little, James Alderson, Mark Smith, Stephen Bailey, Lewis Holt, and, of course, James in the studio here. Excellent. Excellent. See, we're laughing already. There you go. Oh. Now, James, you've had a pretty stellar year, I'd say. Haven't you?
It's been an all right 12 to 18 months. Yeah,
12 to 18.
Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, it started at the end of 2014. I'm also I'm a member of a sketch group called Gaines Family Gift Shop.
Absolutely.
And we had a really nice run at the Edinburgh Fringe in 2014.
And you won best.
We were nominated for best newcomer. And I'm also part of a kids show that's not really for kids called Funds and Games, and that won the panel prize that year as well at the Edinburgh Fringe.
And there
Festival.
Was a prize for Best New Sketch Act as well, was that?
That's we won Sketchfest, yeah. We won Best New Sketch Act and the Audience Choice Award, and we won the Noise Festival Award that year as well. And yeah, it's been good, and we won the 2015 Chortle Best Newcomer as well.
Can't go really wrong with that. We are, of course, also joined in the studio by our regular presenter, Jenny.
Hi, yeah, I am actually here. I'm just a little bit quiet today because I've got a sore throat.
Oh dear, that's not what you want.
But I'm really interested to have everyone on the show today, and I have a question,
yeah.
Which it might be a bit weird, but if you didn't take the plunge in becoming a comedian and take what some people say is a chance, what would you be doing? What would be your job that you'd be doing?
Well, you know what? As a kid, I always either wanted to be a pro wrestler. if you saw me, you'd realise how ridiculous that was. Or a busker. I'd probably be busking.
Oh, that'd be good.
Playing guitar badly and doing Bob Dylan covers.
Leicester's a good place for busking as well.
It really is. There's quite a few buskers.
Well, there's quite a few, and it's actually one of the very few cities in the UK where you don't need a busking licence.
So oh, brilliant.
You can just literally, you can go and busk right now. Well,
I'm going to go after the show. You've just, outside of this building.
Yep. We'd prefer if you stayed in the studio for now.
If anyone is listening, go outside of the Queen's building, please, at 1:30. I'll be there. I don't have any instruments with me, but I'll just be shouting quite a bit.
And
if you give me some money afterwards, that would be fantastic.
We'll put a hat down. It'll be great.
Yeah, I'm wearing a hat. I'll put my hat down.
Perfect. There we go. Now, as mentioned earlier, you've won quite a few prestigious awards in the last 12 to 18 months. Which one would you say is the one you're perhaps proudest of?
You know what? I'm proud of all of them, but I think the one that means the most because we worked so hard on it is the nomination that we got. We didn't even win it, but the nomination we got in Edinburgh in 2014 for Best Newcomer with the sketch group, because me and the other guys worked our backsides off, and we to get that nod when no one knew who we were,
and
was absolutely wonderful.
The Gaines Family Gift
Shop. That's Gaines Family Gift Shop, yeah.
I was we were having another argument before the show as to how to pronounce Gaines. We've been having a lot of pronunciation debates today over your surname.
Is it Meehan? Is it Meehan?
Meehan.
Who
knows? Yeah. It's Meehan. We've solved that now. We solved that before we even came in here. And yeah, the same with Gaines. We were wondering, Gaines, Gines, Geens, it could be...
Well, you know what? The serial killer who we're named after, which is Ed Gein.
Right.
It's actually pronounced Gein, but we didn't know when we formed the sketch group. We presumed it was pronounced Gein.
Well...
And we've stuck to it because we quite like the way it sounds. It rolls off the tongue nicer, I think.
And it disassociates yourselves from a serial killer, which is good.
Well, questionable.
I was researching you, obviously, because you're in, and I found that there is a school in Sydney called the James Meehan High School. Did you know that?
Yes, it's named after me. they saw my comedy a couple of years ago, and they thought, you know what, this guy's great. We're going to make a high school named. No, apparently he's a really famous person in Australian history.
It's he's an Irish explorer who was sentenced to transportation for part of the Irish Rebellion.
Mm.
It's quite interesting.
Because, of course, Australia used to be a prison.
Yes.
And now it's a popular holiday destination.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a statue of him and everything. Friends have sent me photos when they've been doing comedy over there.
So you didn't sit there and wait for someone to do a statue of you?
I'm still
else.
Waiting for that to happen. Maybe after my Leicester show tonight, someone will make a statue of me in the town centre. That'd be good at High
we'll
Cross.
We'll put it outside Queen's Building if you do.
Next to me busking.
Yeah.
And speaking of your show tonight, that's something of a preview for your Edinburgh show, is that right?
That's right, yeah. I'm doing a free show tonight at Manhattan 34.
Great venue.
I've never been, but I've been told it's really nice.
Lovely place,
and,
yeah.
I'm on at 9:45 p.m. It's free for students if you want to come down. It's also free for everyone else, but let's pretend that's not the case.
It's all right. Some non-students do listen in.
And it's a preview of my first solo show that I'm taking to the Edinburgh Fringe. So the audience tonight are essentially going to be guinea pigs, but it's going to be really funny.
Excellent.
And you guys get to let me know whether what I'm saying at the time is funny or not, as long as you don't boo.
And is that a half hour, an hour show?
I'm unsure yet. It depends how much stuff I get through. Well, it'll be anywhere between 30 and 50 minutes.
Fantastic. And is that working towards an hour long show at the Fringe?
It will be an hour long show at the Edinburgh Fringe
Fantastic.
Festival, yeah.
I've noticed quite a lot of people tend to use Leicester as a sort of proving ground, a trial space.
Yeah, well, you know what? The Leicester Comedy Festival is absolutely brilliant. It's such a good thing, and it's held at just the right time, which is 6 months before the Edinburgh Fringe.
Yeah.
And it's a good time to just try new material and to do the first run-throughs of what are essentially just your new comedy shows. So you guys get to come down, you get to see me for no money at all, which, let's be honest, is how much I'm worth.
And, I wouldn't say that.
Well, you know, you've not seen me, so... come on down tonight and you'll get to judge. It's going to be really fun.
Fantastic.
I've got one last question before, because I really, really need to know this. You're becoming a face for the telly, aren't you? Like, you're starting going into... you're starting to go on the telly, aren't you?
I've been in a few things, yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell us about them? How cool was it?
I've been lucky enough, Gaines Family Gift Shop, we did a Christmas short on Sky. That was loads of fun. We did that with loads of other fantastic acts like Spencer Jones and Pappies and things like that. We did that over Christmas. That was brilliant. And we were lucky enough to be involved. We were in the last series of Inside Number 9 written by our heroes who used to be in the League of Gentlemen, Steve Pemberton and Rhys Shearsmith. Mm. So to meet and hang out with those guys for a few days was absolutely brilliant. They say don't meet your heroes, but they were two of the nicest people I've ever met.
Oh, that's
so
good.
It was a dream come true.
Fantastic. Yeah.